Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In the past few weeks, North Carolina's so-called bathroom law has put gender identity and trans rights into the national spotlight.
We want to spend a few more minutes now on that controversial bathroom law that's gotten so much attention in North Carolina, or HB2.
What's gotten the most attention is a requirement that schools and government offices restrict bathrooms to the gender a person is born
with.
This
past week, President Obama wrote a letter telling every public school district in the country to let transgender students use the bathrooms that match their gender identity. At the center of the controversy is a question of safety.
A quick primer here. Biological sex is what is on your birth certificate. Gender identity, which may or may not correspond, does not develop for years. For people who have had little to no exposure to the trans experience, the issue has come out of nowhere. But Jessica Winters isn't too surprised. She says society is reinforcing gender norms incorrectly, even before babies are born.
Have you all voted?
That's a clip from a viral gender reveal party video. Jessica Winter is features editor for Slate. In a recent article, she connected the rise of the gender reveal party to North Carolina's HB2 law. Jessica, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So for folks who have not seen one, what is a gender reveal party?
Gender reveal party is usually based around a gender reveal cake. And sometimes the parents will find out the sex of the fetus and make a cake that either has a pink interior or a blue interior, and then they cut it open at the party and reveal the sex of their soon-to-be baby to the celebrants. I think more often the parents themselves want to be surprised, and so they have their OBGYN or the sonogram technician just write the sex on a piece of paper. They slip it to a trusted baker, and then the baker can make the cake so that everyone is surprised at the party.
So they can be pretty creative, and for better or for worse, I guess I would say. What are some of the themes of these gender reveal parties?
I mean, some of these gender reveal parties are gorgeous affairs. There are cakes that you see that will have the tagline, who will I be open to see? And the cake is designed as this gorgeous package to be opened. And maybe there's pink wrapping inside and maybe there's blue. There are others that are a little more questionable. Some of the taglines might be rifles or ruffles, meaning if it's a boy, it's a rifle. And if it's a girl, it's a ruffle. Another one you see a lot is guns or glitter. And these are the ones that make me a little uncomfortable because they seem to assign boys with kind of violence and action and can-do-ness, and they assign girls kind of frilly embellishments and not a whole lot in the way of action. And, you know, you kind of want to just roll your eyes at it, but they're very popular, and they definitely reinforce these kind of gender norms that I don't think are particularly healthy.
Well, here's one growing trend. Couples pack a little box of explosive pink or blue chalk and then shoot it with a high-powered rifle. Let's hear a clip from YouTube.
Yeah, go. Fire in the hole. That was sweet.
So the title of the party is maybe a little misleading. They're not really revealing gender, but sex, right?
Right. They're revealing biological chromosomal sex. I mean, chances are they are revealing gender. Generally speaking, sex and gender do correspond. But as we're learning, they don't always.
And maybe reveal more about what people think about gender. I mean, after such a public performance, it makes me wonder if there are expectations of how a child will behave.
I think so. And I think this is especially interesting with very little kids, like kids under the age of maybe 2 or 2.5. Those kids don't know what gender is. They don't have any inkling of what gender presentation might be or whether they're a boy or a girl. I mean, there are exceptions, of course, but generally speaking, kids are just clueless about that until a certain age. And so I think it's more about parents projecting onto the children than actually guessing anything about the children.
Well, you're a mother of a daughter, I believe, young daughter. What does being a parent reveal to you about how people view gender and sex in kids and babies?
I think the thing that's most striking to me, and I wrote about this a little bit in Slate, is if I've dressed my daughter, who's 18 months old, in, say, jeans and a T-shirt because we're going to the playground, people automatically assume she's a boy. And I never correct anyone because I don't care. But if they realize their mistake, they tend to be very apologetic, as if they've offended me somehow. Sometimes people are a little affronted that I have not signposted her as a girl more clearly, that I haven't put bows in her hair or I haven't put her in a pink dress. That speaks to me about a certain uneasiness we have about sex and gender in our culture that may or may not be expressed in these gender reveal parties as well.
Jessica Winter is with us. She's features editor for Slate. She wrote recently about the rise of the gender reveal party and how these parties relate to a somewhat deterministic view of gender in American culture. So when people ask if a child is a boy or a girl, I mean, do you think that's deterministic? Do you think that's the wrong question to ask?
I think it's rude. I hated it when strangers came up to me and asked me that question when I was pregnant, when I was visibly pregnant. And it's not because I was offended that they were blurring the line between sex and gender or any of that. I was offended because I did not like the idea of becoming public property because I was visibly pregnant. And I think that there is a parallel there with the bathroom controversy, because it's both of these situations are about the struggle to achieve privacy in public. A visibly pregnant woman doesn't have much privacy in public. A trans person who wants to use the right bathroom in North Carolina doesn't have much privacy in public because lawmakers are interrogating his or her right to do that. And so I think that's another strain here that we need to look at. I also I hasten to add, though, that I think my experience was colored by living in New York City, where you just try to keep that tunnel vision and you don't really want to have a whole lot of impromptu interactions with strangers, particularly about your body.
Another part of our culture is how toys and clothing for boys and girls are marketed, often separated into binary aisles. How do clothing and toy marketers and manufacturers play into these gender expectations?
Well, I think we see that that's changing. I think a leader in that regard is Target. Target has definitely made an effort and received some backlash for the effort to kind of tamp down a little bit on the boy stuff and the girl stuff as signposted in their aisles. They introduced the Pillow Fort line of mostly gender-neutral home goods and linens for kids. So I do think that is changing. On the other hand, if gender reveal parties are becoming a bigger and bigger trend, then companies and manufacturers are going to glom onto that trend, just as they glommed onto every other trend in the baby industrial complex, whether it was the baby shower, the baby sprinkle, the push present, that was a big thing a few years ago, the baby moon. This is just another entrant in the category of how to get parents to be to spend money.
How does this trend relate to the HB2 controversy for you?
I think it's exceedingly rare that anyone would have a gender reveal party to kind of stick it to the trans rights movement. That is not what I think. That's not what I was trying to say in the piece. I do think that when fundamental cultural norms are being questioned, the way they are being questioned by the trans rights civil rights movement, I think social and cultural anxieties start percolating and bubbling up in really interesting ways. And it doesn't strike me as a coincidence that gender reveal parties are going viral at the same time that we're having this debate over whether or not people can use the bathroom that's right for them in North Carolina.
I was looking at one of the chalk exploding gender reveal photo shoots, along with some pointed critiques and heated arguments that followed in the comments threads, and thought, is it unfair to rain on an unexpected couple's parade by criticizing their gender enthusiasm, let's say, or if even posting that party footage online, they are inviting the debate?
I mean, I think the most important distinction to draw is between the personal and the cultural. I don't have any personal objections to people having gender reveal celebrations. If it floats your boat, if it makes your family happy, that's great. I think that can be made distinct from saying, this is a very interesting cultural expression of a cultural anxiety, and let's talk about that and think about that. In terms of people leaving nasty comments online, that's just what people do. People will find any opportunity to leave a nasty comment online, so I don't think that's particular to this specific debate.
So, Jessica, if invited to a gender reveal party, would you go?
Sure. I'd bring a present, and I would whoop with joy when the cake was cut, because that's what the parents wanted. And presumably, if I were invited to this party, they would be my friends, and I would want them to be happy. And I would just hope that they hadn't read the piece I'd already written about it.
Jessica Winter is features editor for Slate. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can check out her article, Are You a Boy or a Girl? There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd like to know what you think. Did you or someone you know have a gender reveal party? Is that just another eye-rolling part of the baby industrial complex, or a fun tradition or excuse to have some friends over? What, if anything, crosses the line when it comes to celebrating sex or gender? You can let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio.